Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in God's paths. Amen. My wife, Netsy, and I enjoy walking through the forests of the Pacific Northwest. Hikes, it seems, are always a hallmark of our vacations. We don't always walk through forests, however. We've walked through deserts and prairies, canyons, and cities as well. But wherever we go, we enjoy the natural features of God's creation, even when they are boxed in by human manipulations. Yet, God's creation cannot be completely held in check for very long. The forces of nature are greater than we assume. And this beautiful Pacific Northwest we live in was created by catastrophic forces. Winds, tides, landslides, collisions and subductions of tectonic plates, volcanic eruptions, inundations by catastrophic floods. And for this, I should have also added glaciers, because there's some glaciers in this picture. These are the forces that God's finger has used to shape the earth in which we live. Evolution is the tool that God uses to speak life into being. Genesis 1 is not the only creation account in Scripture. Genesis 2 is also a creation account, but it tells a different story, as does Psalm 8, our psalm for today, and also Psalms 33 and 104. All the biblical creation accounts point to God as the author of life on earth and throughout the universe. And it was good, very good. In this context of God's creativity, we see the Trinitarian nature of God at work. Christians do not worship three gods, but one, as I told the children. The Lord our God, the Lord is one indeed. And yet in creation, we see God working in three ways. God creates, making order out of chaos. God speaks even as Christ is the Word of God, made flesh for our salvation, who brings salvation for all of creation. And the Spirit of God blows across the face of the deep, stirring up life and breathing God's breath into creation. The gospel text tells us, helps us see the purpose of creation. Matthew has the disciples meet Christ, the risen Christ, in Jerusalem, not in Jerusalem, but back up in Galilee, Galilee of the Gentiles, the place where Jesus began his ministry. The importance of this Galilean setting is to remind us, the church, the people of God, that the good news of the gospel is not just for a few insiders, but for the entire world and everyone in it. The good news that God is for us is for all the world to see and know. And so Jesus and we begin anew from square one. And they are on a mountain. Let's see. We're one frame behind here. Let's have the next word. There we go. There's the mountain I want. Galilee has lots of high hills. At less than 2,000 feet in elevation, we would have trouble calling them mountains, perhaps. Yet there are several high hills that stand out in Galilee. This one happens to be Mount Tabor. And upon one of those, Jesus is said to have met the remaining 11 disciples after the resurrection, where they bow down and worship, something new in the Gospel of Matthew, not something they did before the resurrection. Jesus reminds them of the great authority given to him, and then he does a remarkable thing. He transfers that authority to the disciples and gives them an important command. Go! The disciples cannot remain on that mountain any more than we can remain in church all our lives. But rather the command is to go out and make a difference in the world. We remind you of this every Sunday when we say, go in peace, serve the Lord. We become the hands and feet of Jesus. We are sent in mission to the world around us. Three instructions are given with this command. Make disciples, baptize, and teach. Make disciples of all white people, No, make disciples in all the world, of all the nations. The good news is that the gospel is for all people. Jesus extends the mission beyond the Jews to the Gentiles living around and beyond them. We have an educational task to work on. We are to show others what it means to follow Jesus. We don't lecture people into the kingdom of our God, however, but rather the best way we can make disciples, good disciples, is to be good followers ourselves and to demonstrate God's community with excellent example. But we're not done, because then we are also to invite them into the community into which we ourselves have already been a part of. We are to baptize them into community, community that lives and moves and has its being in the divine community of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God, as three in one, is already a relationship community. And so when we baptize into God's name, we are baptized into community, the community of God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. The church is not an institution, but rather the church, the true church, is a relationship, a community that draws upon the resources of God to make, reshape, and sustain our lives together. One doesn't join a church, or doesn't join the church per se, but rather one is incorporated into the community of God's love and compassion. We don't make the church. God engenders the true church through the power of the Holy Spirit. Finally, we are to teach. We are to press on, or pass on to others the practices and lifestyle that Jesus modeled for us as he ministered to the people of his day. And in the book of Matthew, that meant helping those who were the little and the least and the lost of the world. The little ones whom Jesus took in his arms and blessed, the least in the kingdom of God who God held in high esteem, and the lost sheep whom the good shepherd searched high and low for until he finally found them. Jesus tells us to care for our neighbors in need, for that is the relationship at the heart of the triunity of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit cares for the needs of all that God has created, cared so much that he redeemed them from sin, death, and the power of evil, cared so much that he sets his creation apart for yet an even greater day to come, that we might be sustained with God's message of hope, mercy, compassion, and love. This is the Great Commission. Not just to those 11 disciples 2,000 years ago on that mountaintop, but to all of us here today and all who are called by Christ to set out upon the way Christ leads. It is the way of community. It is the way with our neighbor. It is the dance with God who never leaves us, who always accompanies us, who lives in God's way. Amen. All the paths of our Redeemer are steadfast love and faithfulness. Amen.